Right, I'd like to say Chris Atkin joins me. Another tough game there. Tell you what, you put us through it there in that second half. How did you feel on the pitch? Was it just one of them games? Made a lot of breaks. And Hull come with a bit of a game plan, didn't they, really?
Yeah, obviously, you know, Hull turned up with, you know, really good attitude and sort of went for the full 80 minutes and made us work hard. So yeah, probably not our best performance of the season, so we'll be a little bit disappointed in a few things to pick out, but we've probably moved in another right direction with in terms of getting the win when we've not played to our best, you know, ability, and like passes didn't stick and whatever other things.
Was it tough backing up from France? I mean, obviously it's not a big trip there, but it, you know, coming there and back in a tough game away in the heat, did that play a bit of a part tonight?
Possibly, yeah, but you know, the staff are really good roles, and the conditioning and physios are always on hand for whatever we need, and give us a little bit of time off to recover. We've trained, you know, smart as well over this period, because we know it's, you know, it's coming to the business end of the season, and you know, that trip probably isn't that ideal situated just before two games in close succession. But you know, we're lads, we're a good group, and we're doing the right things away from training as well as, you know, being looked after when we are training.
I noticed on Twitter supporters have been singing your praises, saying you think you can play loose forward, you can play. Where do you fancy playing now? Because you do seem to be so useful to the side, such a valuable sort of person to be in the team. I mean, your defence has been outstanding, I think. I mean, particularly tonight, I saw you put some great hits in.
Yeah, obviously it's you know, a bit of a new role for myself, and probably in that sort of number 13 role, but you know, I'm enjoying being out there, to be honest, and you know, I think the lads are enjoying me being out there, whether it's a third pivot or whatever it is. I'm just trying to do whatever job's asked of me and make sure my defence is good while I am in that middle, because I know I'm a smaller body, but you know, I'll put myself on the line for the team.
One or two people asked me, are you under contract for next season? You are, aren't you, at Salford?
Yeah, I'm under contract for next season.
Nice one. No, you weren't going anywhere anyway.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, well done today, mate. You've got a big game on Monday coming up against Castleford. Is this the one against them? Because I mean, I think they've won tonight. I'm not sure of the final scores, but they're going for that sort of playoff place.
Yeah,
as well.
Obviously
it's going to be a massive game.
Yeah, there's us, Castleford, and you know, Leeds, I suppose, now is the three hunting those potentially last two spots. So again, I think Rose says it, you know, we go week to week, you know, we needed to get that today, and we'll review it and do the normal things and go into Monday as a, you know, it is a bigger game, and it can sort of, you know, put us in a favourable position, but you know, we'll try not to look at it too much pressure, but and go into it as a normal game. But yeah, I think as a fan's point of view, they'll look at it as the old fashioned, you know, four pointer potentially. You know, beating them, it might be us or them potentially.
Did you feel a bit more pressure tonight? Because it was a different mindset. One, I think one bookies was giving Hull a 24 point sort of start on the coupon, so you're massive favourites to win this game. Is that a different pressure, that going into a game expected to win?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, like I say, it's a lot of it's from the outside. In terms of inside the group, we kind of just focus on ourselves. That's what we tried to do last week and the last few weeks, so that's what's been working. You know, we do our homework, we look at the team, where their strengths are, where their weaknesses are, and try to come up with an effective game plan. And sometimes you know, it doesn't always come off, it doesn't stick, or some things are a little bit off, as we said tonight. But you know, I don't think the pressure's there just yet. And maybe from the outside, fans are talking, but you know, we try to keep everything in-house and focused and not get too carried away with the wins and not get too down on the losses.
You just said you've been in the ice bath. Are you all right for Monday then?
Yeah, all good. Just trying to get that extra little bit of recovery in now tonight, because it is a short turnaround. Like you said, the conditioning staff and physios are trying to look after us and get that in before we go home. So, yeah, all good.
You keep going, Chris. Thanks very much.
Cheers, thank you.
Good luck on Monday.